So good morning. I'm Pekka Neittämik from the Faculty of Information Technology. I'm dean of the faculty. My background is mathematics, then I moved to applied mathematics and computer science. I will tell about our experience, what has happened during last year. Back to your lecture, it was very impressive, and I can say that our consensus space is sauna in Finland. Sauna, we are together there and we agree at this early point. And one thing is as well army. Everybody must go to army as well boys, and we have certain consensus as well there and agreement what we do in Finland. And second secret of Finland is trust. In Finland we have a country where we have very few lawyers. Now, unfortunately, we joined to European Union, and now we increase number of lawyers very much. But if you have society with less lawyers, then you have all the time this consensus. You just agree without any papers, and you will start to work. So that has been too. I have given a lecture in Tokyo Institute of Technology of what are the secrets of Finland. I don't repeat that lecture, but there were two topics in my talk. So I go to my lecture now. First, research funding in Finland. You have been many times in visiting Tekes and been consulting, and you know those things, but I repeat, because there is one important factor in this triple helix as well. First of all, we have basic research is funded by Academy of Finland, but then Tekes organization, Finnish funding agency of technology and innovations, we have several options. Possibilities to get fund. One model is this typical that Tekes is given 60% of the money, university put 30%, and about 10 or 20% the companies are given, and there must be at least three companies. So it is typical that this financing organization is in some sense encouraging to collaborate. And when we are planning this research plan, we typically this is we are in innovation space. We are thinking what is the future, and then we find some consensus what to do, and then we discuss with Tekes, okay, we have common this kind of idea, you will come and finance this. So that is a classical project. But second is more important, in fact, if I compare your lecture and in innovations, that university can create some basic research or research project which is funded by Tekes 60% and university 30%. And you can see that 10% is missing there. And this 10% what is missing is coming, so that Tekes will give instead of 60%, 70% if there is international cooperation enough. So they can add at this part, or then university can take more risk. They put 40% all the companies give money, but it's not necessary. But if there's not at all need the company money just coming to university, if we have at least three companies, company A, which can be a bigger company, they get only funding 20%, but if they have collaborate with university, then they will get 10% more. Or the company B is smaller, they can get more money, and then if they collaborate with university, they will get 10% more, and then so on. There can be company C, they can, there's misprint, they can be, get money even 70%. And then if companies have their own project, they will get funding from Tekes 20 and from 20 to 70%. But as I told here, they will get more if they collaborate with university or research institution. So we have such system in Finland, which is working very well. And now we go back 2 years. We have had a very financial crisis in the world, and then as well it came to Jyväskylä. Nokia announced that they will close down its unit at in Jyväskylä, and they had more than 300 employers, and they saw that they will stop it in 1 year. And unfortunately, at the same time, Metso company, which is pulp and paper, they make pulp and paper machines, they told them they have as well financial problems, and they have 2,000 workers there, and many other companies same time. So there was a risk that in this Jyväskylä, which is quite small city, we have several thousands people which will companies put out. And from this group there were a lot of people which has had academic background, must have science and technology or business or sciences. So we were in the situation almost exactly 2 years ago. We didn't know what will happen in the world and what will happen here. So we were how to find this consensus space in this situation where we are not, we even not know where we are going. But less than 1 week of this Nokia bad news, we organized ourselves. So we had situation report meeting at the University City Hall beginning of the next week, and there were present were Minister of Employment and Economy, University of Jyväskylä, I was there, and City of Jyväskylä, companies and several things. And we had a 2 hours meeting just to give a report from each side what is going on. And in these 2 hours we find a consensus what to do. So we created two groups. One group was follow-up group, which was led by City of Jyväskylä, which has a overall situation, what happens in small companies and so on. It was led by City of Jyväskylä. And then this triple helix-based group was to another. We had organizations like TEKES, Ministry of Employment Economy, Minister of Education, two ministers were there present. And then certain local authorities like Center of Economics Development, Strasbourg and so on. These companies, Nokia and Metso, and University of Jyväskylä. And we created a group. And in this group, we find a consensus what will be future in Jyväskylä. It is the trust to university. University must find something new. We put all money what we have to university. So here is the picture. So we had the situation where we had maybe several thousand experts out of job, of master education or engineer, bachelor degree. What to do? So we created the program where we had four elements. One element was education. Second element was applied research projects, and third one was to create new companies, and this yellow one is mentoring and coaching of companies. So there were four elements, and now I speak about only of Nokia case in this case. I don't speak what happens with Metso, but the method was similar. So we started discussion with this company people. It is not so simple because if you cut the company, that people have as a mental situation, they lost their life, job, and so on. But we were successful anyhow to find this consensus with them as well. So we started this innovation process so that we announced in the I sent to all professors and university email that if you have ideas, please, and we have some certain template. Anybody who had idea to fulfill this template and send whatever they could have, even keywords. So we got some in 1 month about 100 new ideas, and then we analyzed those, and maybe 20% of them were realistic. I can say that 70% of ideas came from Agora Center of this IT faculty. Many faculties were very, very passive, or if they have sent, they only sent their own application, which was rejected earlier, and please give me us more money. It was not innovative at all. Most critic goes to Faculty of Economics. We got only two ideas from Faculty of Economics. At that time, There was big crisis, and I can say that economist people were only looking mirror what happened, not to analyze that, not any ideas what to do. So there is a Protomo business incubator activity started. We had that earlier, but we have renewed this activity as well. I completely agree your comments about reorganize the science parks. We have similar experience in Jyväskylä. And we are looking now forward that we really create these science park things inside of the university. Or this activity. So we started three large decades projects. One was led by company Ixonus, which bought all these laboratories of Nokia and continued the activity. And two projects of that are led by university. One was science research-based new innovation concept, and second was daily mobile applications. So we want to do really something new because Nokia had problems that they don't have enough attractive application in their mobile phones, and we have now created several 20 new applications which are very, very attractive. They are now in the testing phase, and there will be new products of Nokia or some other companies. And in this research-based innovation context, we are concentrating to, for example, to security, information security area, which is we see this as a business which is growing very fast. We started collaborations with several top groups. For example, we collaborate now with one group from Israel, which are experts in information security, and we have now already several new product concepts will be commercialized soon. And the next one is we started niche education for ICT companies. We have about 60 companies and about 500 persons from these companies. We have given already more than 2,000 days staff training. And this is the key, to have 3-4 days courses with companies, and all the time companies give feedback what kind of education they need, and then we organize experts around the world to give these lectures and the training of these employers, and in that way these companies will renew. And we have launched a new master program as well. And then we have as well increased our student intake from 200 to 300. 100 are people which already have bachelor degree. They came from company Nokia and other companies. We have a special program for that, master program for those people. And all these master theses are linked with our development programs, research programs. So what are the results? We lost 320 working places, even more, almost 400, because this Nokia stopped activity, and then the consequence was that some other companies stopped as well activity. Maybe the brutto was about 400. And we have created now in these 2 years 450 new working places. So it was 130 more than Nokia lost. And we have three leading companies, Digia, which is a worldwide company, Ixonus, which is biggest expert in smartphones nowadays, especially in software and new applications, and Tieto. For example, Ixonus has increased their staff 100 people. And we have mobile technology research and development activities. It continued in Jyväskylä. All laboratories which Nokia created there are in active use nowadays. For example, in Canada, Nokia stopped the activity and they stopped everything. But it was not the case in Jyväskylä. And then we have new tracks, structural change programs. So this program was very, very successful, if you see the numbers. And we have created as well several new business areas, which are now in the phase of we are creating new companies and we find new business possibilities and so on. So I will close my lecture to show you what really happens with these people of Nokia. So there was 320 people, 210 are working in Finland at the moment. It is now already more, but about 10 went to work in South Korea, United States or other countries, and about 25-30 people are studying at university. 10 of them are in our doctoral program and others are in master program. And some people created their own companies. Some people we don't know, but very few are there. About 10 are unemployed at the moment. There is 22, but it is now in last 1 year, month, there has been success in that sector. And here you see the unemployment statistics. What has been 2005 and last August. We have big change in last summer, it came down. It was increasing. But you see that if you have a bachelor degree, you have big risk to be unemployed. But if you have a master degree, the risk is less. But if you have a doctor degree, that everybody has job. So if we were not successful in this our program, we could have these numbers there 3 times more here. You see that it has been very good in control. And now this Jyväskylä case will be repeated in several other areas in Finland, in Tampere, Oulu, and Turku. So thank you. That was my talk.
Pekka, this case has been successful and okay, we will continue that in many cases, in many ways, but what about the model? Is that accepted also in central, in Ministry of Trade, Employment and Economy? And because we know that the crisis is not over. We have heard that Nokia will fire about many thousands or workers, skilled, very, very talented workers. So, okay.
15,000 people are now in this red area.
Right.
In Nokia. Yes. 15,000.
Yeah. So, and one reason for so much investing to this special case was to learn or build a model for handling this kind of situation. So I know that you are somehow involved in developing this model in governmental level.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Can you say something about that work also?
It is now on hands of Nokia at the moment. They have promised to give what they are really doing. They have not said it explicitly, but this model is already in discussion in Oulu in a little bit different form, in Tampere and Turku and so on, what to do. But the key is that all the time they ask now university to take this process in hands. In every town it is like that. No middle hands, directly university and these companies. That is key, that there are no middle hands needed. Oh, of course, then the other players, Minister of Education is very active at the moment to see what to do, and there's Minister of Employment and Economics, they are the finance. And then they discuss directly with universities what to do with these people, to have these short courses, or master programs, doctor programs, or then, of course, TEKES has reserved money to start new projects with these people which are freed, and they can, like in Jyväskylä, 50% of people which we have in the project came from companies. So it is going on. Even President Jorma Ollila and several presidents of Nokia now mentioned this model.
Okay. I would like to ask about that structural change. What does that mean? I think, isn't that more like sectoral change? What does mean that structure?
Yes, you are right. This only translation. Yes. But one thing I will say that this in education, this IT sector, the education of universities should be doubled and radically reduced in other levels. This is structural change in education. Radically reduce, cut very fast, or reorganize that. And Ministry of Education is very, very stiff and slow because it is to do that. Because I have not, if you think this lower level education, it unemployment is 80% of unemployment is lower level education of people. This is very typical in Finland nowadays. Because this handworking is less and less. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Pekka. There's an opportunity to have a small break. Let's take a 5 to 10 minute break, and then we continue with the last presentation by Antti Hautamäki. So please have a